When she sent him that come-and-get-me look, what was left of his conscience slid to the wayside just that fast. He flipped cash onto the table and pushed a stand, refusing to think of the reason he was here in this human club, desperate for the all-too-familiar pain that would make him forget.
Where to?
There's a dungeon room below.
Good enough.
Excitement flared in her eyes as she turned, giving him a nice view of her ass in the barely there leather bodysuit. Not perfect, but it would do for tonight. Follow me. He made it four steps before he caught movement to his left, and two faces that shouldn't ever be in a place like this popped into his line of sight.
Whoa!
Griffin, Demetrius's guardian brother in battle, stopped feet away, eyes wide as he took in the interior of the club. He pointed to his right.
Is that woman naked in that cage?
No way.
Phineas moved into the light so he could get a better view of the cage hanging from the ceiling above the dance floor.
She can't be.
Holy crap. She is.
Demetrius clenched his jaw. He didn't have time for this shit tonight. He was off duty, dammit. It was the first night in months he wasn't on patrol with the Argonauts, searching for the demons Atalanta had unleashed from the underworld because of her twisted need to control and annihilate. And the last thing he wanted to do was stand here with these two yahoos, ogling something he didn't want. He glanced toward the far side of the room. His dominatrix stood on ice-pick heels on steps to a hallway that disappeared around a corner. Her what-the-hell's-the-hold-up look said he was running out of time.
Dude,
Griffin said with a wide grin, eyes locked on the woman in the cage, now rubbing against the bars.
You've been holding out on us. This is where you go when you leave our asses behind in Argolia? I am so following you from now on out.
Demetrius shot the blonde Argonaut a withering glare, then looked back toward his dominatrix. She was already moving back into the crowd, searching for someone else.
No, his muscles coiled.
He'd been sitting here for the last hour, scoping out the scene, and she was the only one who fit his requirements. She was the only one who in some way didn't remind him of...
Isidora's vanished, like into thin air.
Demetrius whipped around at the sound of Phineas's voice and focused in on the dark-haired guardian.
What did you just say?
For shit's sake, Griffin yelled over the pulsating music. Didn't you hear a damn word we said?
Demetrius glanced between the two Argonauts, who'd given up gawking and were now focused solely on him. Humans had taken notice of their conversation, but drawing attention was suddenly the least of his worries. As if his brain had just come back online, he realized Griffin and Phineas should be in the Royal Temple. Right this minute. Witnessing the princess's binding ceremony, not here in this seedy club with him.
What do you mean, vanished?
Gone, Phineas said, snapping his fingers for effect. Into thin air. No one knows where she went, and Theron wants your ass back in Argolia, like now, to help find her. If the council finds out she's missing... Demetrius's chest went cold as Phineas's words faded in his head. He thought of the Council of Elders, of their desire to see Isidora ousted as soon as her elderly father, the king, passed and she assumed the crown of their realm. It was no secret they didn't want her to rule. Then his mind shot to Atalanta and what the goddess would give to get her hands on Isidora. As a descendant of the Horae, the three goddesses of balance and justice, Isidora had powers yet untapped. Then again, wouldn't it be just like the princess to run off again? Except now, this wasn't about her anymore. This was about all of them. Didn't she realize she was screwed? That they were all screwed if Atalanta got her claws on her? Plan for tonight forgotten, he pushed by his fellow guardians and stalked to the door as his mood grew blacker, and that dark mist he lived with every day of his damn life roiled and boiled inside him. Bodies parted as he passed, but he didn't need to look to see the fear in the eyes around him. Normally, he didn't.